The first of three bills the House dealt with in the floor session was House Bill 2387, relating to reasonable accommodations under the West Virginia Fair Housing Act for persons with disabilities who need assistive animals. The main point of the bill was to provide specific definitions of assistive or support animals to better align with the federal law. The bill would not only include seeing-eye dogs, but also support animals that one might not think of, such as therapy dogs. Co-sponsor of the bill, Delegate Cliff Moore, wanted to make sure that these types of animals were included so groups in need of these services, specifically veterans, were not punished.
We have veterans with PTSD. And they have certain animals that make them feel safer, make them feel calmer, and makes them more gregarious. And so for those kinds of people who come back from wars, who protect us, who may have been discriminated against because they need those kind of assistive animals, so on their behalf, that's one group that we're trying to make sure they have access to assistive animals and won't get penalized for doing so.
The bill passed 95-1 and moves on to the Senate. The next bill voted on was one that was tabled in yesterday's session when questions of its constitutionality arose. House Bill 4182 was one of the governor's bills that would supplement, amend, increase, decrease, and add items of appropriations in the accounts of the volunteer fire departments and public services accounts, among others, for designated spending during fiscal year 2014. Minority Leader Tim Armstead explained to his colleagues the basis of his questioning the bill's constitutionality.
The Constitution indicates that when we are doing any type of supplemental appropriation such as this after the budget has been passed, that it should address one work or purpose and not several. And that was the basis of our concern, not necessarily in opposition to what the contents of this bill was, but a concern that it could call into question the validity of the passage of this supplemental.
Then Delegate Patrick Lane of Kanawha County furthered concerns about the bill's constitutionality and offered what he believed to be a solution.
I think that the policy contained within the bill, the appropriations, is needed. I think it's important to our communities, and I think that it's unfortunate that those of us who have what we consider to be grave concerns about the constitutionality of the bill could not find a way forward to address those. And quite honestly, the simple way to address it would be to split those into, three or four different departments and vote on three or four different separate supplementary appropriation bills.
However, Delegate Kevin Craig of Cabell County responded by saying that solution would only slow down the legislative process.
Just to say, let's be safe about it and break out every supplemental appropriation one by one. I think we unnecessarily slow down this process of getting funding to agencies that certainly need them, and members of both sides of the aisle stood up in this case and supported those. But just to say, wow, just to be careful, we better slow everything down. I know there are members here that continually say this legislative process moves too slow now.
Ultimately, the House concluded that there was enough confidence in the bill's constitutionality that it would not be hindered by further court rulings as it passed 94-4. The third bill voted on was House Bill 4217, which would require annual reports about Medicaid managed care be provided to the Legislative Oversight Commission on Health and Human Resources. That bill passed unanimously and moves on to the Senate. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.